Imagine going to bed on a Saturday night and waking up on a Sunday, a half an hour older than you should be.
Before the passing of the Summertime Act, I thought there was a great deal to be said, and I still think there is a good deal to be said in favor of the assimilation of English and Irish time. It is called English time, but it is no more English time than it is any other time. It is God's time.
Sun time.
Yes, sun time. That it should be called English time or Irish time is a gross absurdity. It is just like people who, if their name is Doyle and they insert 17 letters after it, call it Gaelic spelling. I do not. I will never be associated with bad spelling or bad timekeeping as a mark of patriotism. There is a serious and particular objection to this measure, namely that while the Daylight Saving Bill added to the length of your daylight, this bill adds to the length of your darkness.
1916. One of the most significant years in all of Irish history. A year of political turmoil, violent uprising, and brutal execution of some of the founding fathers of our state. All against the background of the First World War. And the year that Great Britain stole 35 minutes from us and never gave it back.
Thank you.
I have to admit, when Music Network came back with this idea or a concept for us to work around, I kind of slightly groaned because for me, this was a kind of, I suppose as a dancer, I'm working in theatre and I'm working with ideas. And for me, this was an opportunity to work with music as musicians and for me to work as a dancer and as a musician. And the idea of trying then to work around a bigger idea other than the music itself, kind of, I found slightly kind of irritating. I was like, is it just because there's a dancer in it that we feel like we need to give it an idea? Do you know what I mean? And would you be giving it an idea if it was only musicians? But having said that, I think, kind of coming in, then I think we were very... I don't think any of us had a really strong idea about how to approach it. And I think on the first day, there was a slight kind of agreement about let's not kind of do the dog on it, but let's just keep it in the back of our minds. And a little bit like time is such at the heart of what we kind of do and is at the heart of certainly, well, the relationship between musicians, but even the dance tradition with the music is really kind of based in time. And I suppose from my own perspective, in the work that I've been doing in the last 15 years, with like Out of Time or the Tommy Potts Show, I feel like what I've been kind of trying to do is to create alternative relationships with, say, whether it be old videos or archival materials, by playing with time and kind of and manipulating and kind of exploiting time. And, and so I suppose I was able to bring... in terms of what I could bring, it was kind of all of that in terms of, that relationship, between music and dance.
See the physicality of Colin's work in this show. It's quite visceral. I guess sometimes you can see the physicality in the piping as well, and that involves the bellows pumping on under your right arm, usually air across to the bag under your left arm, and then there's a strain on your fingers and on your forearms when you're squeezing the bellows and the bag, and that strain sometimes transfers to the fingers when you're trying to do delicate work on the chanter. it's an instrument that comes from 300 years ago, and you know, even though there's modern techniques involved in making it, I mean, most of the stuff is there's no man-made materials in the pipes. I mean, Colin's shoes are bespoke; they're made from leather. And Colin, when Colin dances, the power that he generates on the floor with the shoes, you can hear the crack of it. You can feel it. It's very tangible. There's a particular instrument that I've got called the 18 Maloney, and the pipes are hard physical in general, but the 18 Maloney is particularly hard to blow. And I became aware of a certain sort of sensation at times when I was playing it, at the point when music would happen, you'd feel vibrations on your skin. Similarly, if there's somebody listening to the 18 Maloney when I'm playing it, and you're sitting quite close by, you can actually almost feel the vibrations on your skin coming from the instrument. I'm sure in a similar way to a cello.
When the sensuous frame is racked with pangs that conquer trust, and time, a maniac scattering dust, and life, a fury slinging flame. Be near me when my faith is dry, and men the flies of latter spring that lay their eggs and sting and sing and weave their petty cells and die. Be near me when I fade away, to point the term of human strife. And on the low, dark verge of life, the twilight of eternal day.
Thank you so much for the lovely sash you sent me. I love baubles so. Also, thank you for the letter, Re, my little friend. I will write to her in a day or two through you. Can you find out anything about two fellows called Cotter who were arrested in a boat and sent to the Tower of London? Nobody here knows what they were arrested for, but they are volunteers and we are extremely anxious about them. Oh, don't you mind what Cassidy said in Drogheda. In some parts of Ireland, we would welcome a Labour candidate, and no one with Westminster on his programme would get a chance outside a few counties in the north and Waterford. Anywhere Sinn Féin is not, it would be a great advance in the right road. This damn Summertime Act is another action that will put the whole country into the Sinn Féin camp. Public feeling is outraged by forcing of English time on us. Can we ever be free if the laws of space and time are ignored? It seems to me that England is gaily riding to ruin, unless there is some wonderful secret policy somewhere. I can't see where it will all end except in victory for Germany. Boys here look upon Ireland's cause as a holy one, and England as the powers of darkness. Anyone who has died for Ireland is a martyr and goes straight to heaven. The words of a rather disgruntled Countess Markovitch, taken from letters she sent to London-based solicitor J.H. McDonnell, objecting to the proposal to bring Ireland into alignment with London's Greenwich Mean Time.
Well, this whole thing, this whole beautiful discovery is also, you know, in defence of the Irish actually never being late. Because, you know, they took our time. So we're actually perfectly on time when we arrive and we get late to gigs and stuff like that, you know? So in your face, the workings, the machinery, the machinations of a watch, the actual timing of the watch, the movement of the springs, the coil and the recoil, the mechanism is called a movement. Not only that, but as the hand moves, there is one extremely important, it's like a governor in an engine, but it actually, in a watch, it's a release. It releases the second hand, if there's a second hand in it, and then which subsequently releases the minute hand. But it's all to do with pressure and the movement towards the building of pressure.
I was just thinking about how it's funny, we're talking about time and we're kind of obsessing over this idea of time and the flow and the never-ending nature of time. And yet, actually, what I think this show is we're actually trying to stop time for an hour and just create a moment.
Sure.
There's that moment in the show when we all just sit back and listen and the audience listens, and we must have listened to that track now, you know, hundreds of times.
It doesn't get tired, does it?
No, it's always just this little moment. It's a suspended moment and it's beautiful.
The voice of Count John McCormack singing The Dawning of the Day, a song loaded with significance given the social, cultural and political climate at the time.
It's not full-on show all the time, for sure. I think we probably designed it that way. We certainly enjoy moments where there's very little going on. It might be a single note on the harp, or it might be a double stop on the violin, or it might be a shuffle from Colin on the floor, or it might be some very minimalist noise from the hurdy-gurdy or the whistle, for example. And you can definitely feel the power of the interaction between the audience and the engagement and the contract between the audience and the performers when you reduce things down to that very small level. It's a tension, it's a visceral tension, and you can feel it. We can certainly feel it, and it's a very valuable thing. It's a valuable thing for the audience, it's a valuable thing for us, it's a precious thing, and it's something not to be taken lightly, not to be wasted. And we play with time. Colin plays with time. Maeve plays with time. Tola plays with time. I try to play with time. We actually do time manipulation, and part of it might be that you're just holding on to something for longer than you might think decent or responsible. And it's a very fun thing to do for a group of musicians and creative people, I have to say. And, of course, you don't know how long to hold something. It's in the doing and in the trying that you actually get to experience what works and what works with an audience.
I desire to say a few words in answer to the question raised by the Honourable and Learned Member for North East Cork. The introduction of this bill is not due to any idiosyncrasy of my own, nor is there any passionate desire on the part of the government to assimilate Irish time to the time of Great Britain. Yeah. Some few years ago, there was a strong movement in Ireland for the unification of time throughout the United Kingdom.
Well, if the Summertime Act were passed, 35 minutes would simply disappear. For some, this was theft. For others, a logical step, one which could potentially bridge the industrial-agrarian divide and bring reality and practicality to city and rural exchange. And, of course, war was raging in Europe. So why on earth would Ireland not want to stay aligned to Great Britain?
This bill is passed also. Whilst the clocks of this island will be put back 1 hour in the early morning of the 1st of October, it is proposed that the clocks of Ireland shall be put back only 35 minutes, thereby eliminating the difference which there has been between Irish and British time. If that is to have public effect on the 30th of September, I would ask the House to sanction the passage of this bill today in order that it may proceed to the other House before the recess.
In the end, the Summertime Act was passed in October 1916, but not everywhere in Ireland embraced the new law.
St. Callan, we had people operating by both what we refer to as old time and new time, like not putting the clock forward or putting it forward. And the parish priest, to complicate things further, was an old-time supporter. So the Angus bell would ring in Kilkenny at, let's say, at 12, but it would still be 11 here. So by the time you get out here on the slow-moving bus or car or whatever, it would ring again. And then in Mulnahone, a village beyond Callan, they were half an hour behind Callan and an hour and a half behind Kilkenny. So you could hear the Angus bell ringing three times within an hour, you know, within
an hour and a half. Yeah, and it was but they call it God's own time. They didn't go by either the government time, either the natural time, or the other. They went by the sun in the sky, or when the sun was at its highest, and that was new, and that was it. Yeah, it's old time, new time, and my own time.
We play and manipulate time on a daily basis, more than anything. And this idea of kind of time being this Play-Doh-like thing in our lives that we're constantly kind of playing with and putting on a grid and manipulating the grid and throwing up and turning around on its head. And I love this idea, which I've always thought of as rhythm, but which is simply playing with time. And the idea that my experience of going so deep with it musically could be extended to a much larger concept, which I share not just with musicians but with people all over the world, was a really exciting idea.
A relatively poor neighbourhood of London would run to Greenwich with extremely accurate hand-me-down timepieces. They would get the exact time from Greenwich, run straight to the business district of London and sell the time.
An bucket to my hair machine is equal she is unboring. Neil Broger be Eragochasheen, Neil Broger be Eragochasheen, a capiner no cloaker. Dollar skull, mo hair machine, mo florine, no mo vocaline. Egg dollar skull, ta hair machine, is a laurine, we in a foker. A grim, ta molin fjog, ta molin fjog, ta molin fjog. A grim, ta molin fjog, is a launchy now is doker. An knick in a jilin the rukoke him on a lean in a kelebondoche. Oh, from a cream, oh, hair machine, my florine, oh, my vocally. Oh, from a cream, oh, hair machine, her margin is run on.
Edges of Light was presented by Ellen Cranich with sound supervision by Pather Carney. It was produced by Owen Brady, and that programme was nominated for the prestigious Pre-Italia Radio Award in 2020. Aideen Wilde was the voice of the time seller, Lorcan Cranich of the Parliamentarians, and Gertrude Montgomery read the words of Countess Markovitch. Edges of Light was based on an original commission from Music Network for musicians Tolo Kusti, David Power, Maeve Gilchrist, and the dancer Colin Dunn. The Lyric feature is available to podcast from the RTE radio player and from the Lyric FM website. You can contact the programme by email features.lyricfm@rte.ie.